Lord be with you. And also with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfume and oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held a money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews who found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I love that this is the beginning of our Holy Week journey. Yesterday was the beginning with Palm Sunday, but as we now enter into this week, I love this story because in a week filled with failure, you have this absolutely beautiful story of grief, great love, and devotion to Jesus in Mary, the sister of Lazarus. And if you remember, this is again, as it said in the reading, Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So you can only imagine how grateful she was for what Jesus had done for her brother. So she comes and she does this absolutely beautiful act of love and devotion. And we can only imagine how encouraging this must have been to Jesus. Jesus knows what's coming, so this is pressing in on him. We know his heart is deeply troubled. He knows what he's going to suffer. How encouraging this must have been to him. When Matthew and Mark tell us this story, he even says, "She has done a good or a beautiful thing for me." Meanwhile, speaking of failure, you've got Judas first. Matthew, Mark, plus the rest of the disciples are chiming in, like, "Why would you do this? This is such a waste. What a loss." Not only must that have made her feel so defeated, she was trying to do this beautiful thing for Jesus. Just think how it must have made Jesus feel. Here's someone who's trying to show him some love, and they were trying to cut it off. Mary's total generosity and love, again, thankful for what he had done for Lazarus, is just spectacular. All right, now ladies, most of you, I'm guessing I'm talking to you, care a lot about your hair, right? Yeah, no one cares a lot about your hair. Whether you care about your hair care, how your hair looks, etc. Can you imagine mopping up somebody's feet with your hair? What in the world would do that? Now, one of the things you want to understand in the culture of the times as well, Jewish women especially never wore their hair down. Many of you had your hair down. They never wear their hair down. That was not considered proper. So the fact that she let her hair down to do this, but she doesn't care about any of the social norms. Do you all know the phrase, "You dance like nobody's watching"? Yeah, you know that. Some of you know that phrase. All right, well, what does that mean? Well, when somebody's watching, we tend to hold ourselves back. Like, "Oh, they might think I'm silly," or, you know, "They might laugh at me," or "They might make fun of me." I'm just going to kind of hold back. But when you say, "I'm going to dance like nobody's watching," nobody's watching. I'm just going to go freestyle, go all over the place, do whatever I want to do. I just let my heart dance and play. And that's exactly what Mary is. She's like, it's like nobody's watching. She didn't care. Because she's so devoted and so into Jesus. I only wish that I worshiped Jesus that way. Oh, I don't want to know. Somebody might think I'm a freak. All in, heart completely given over to Jesus. She holds nothing back. But then there's this really interesting phrase that after Jesus tells Judas and the rest of the disciples to leave her alone. It's a very difficult phrase to translate from the Greek the day of my burial. What exactly does that mean? Well, we know that a burial was considered a real act of love and devotion among the Jewish people. This is something you did for your loved ones, an act of great kindness. And of course, the anointing would happen because we're so used to our modern funerals and all the things that funeral homes do to prepare a body. We don't have to really think about this. I don't mean to be macabre or gross, but death stinks. I mean, the body begins to break down. There's a stench. And so in those days, they didn't have the modern techniques that we have. They would anoint these bodies with perfume to try to stave off the smell and the stench of death as long as possible. But let her keep this for the day of my burial. Let her keep this. What does he mean? Does Jesus mean that, well, she wouldn't use this for my burial, but she would have had to just spend it now, in advance? Because she knows that Jesus isn't really going to need it. That she actually believed what Jesus said right before he raised Lazarus from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. She actually believed that. And yes, he would be buried, but he wouldn't be buried very long. So she'd go ahead and keep it now. She'd go ahead and spend it now because he's not really going to need it. He's not in that tomb very long. What does it mean, let her keep it? Because as it always is with Jesus, when we think we come and we give something to him, actually he always takes it and turns it right back around and he gives it to us. Was she anointing Jesus or was Jesus actually anointing her? Because she mopped up all that perfume with her hair. The perfume that was on Jesus first, but now it's all over her. And it would have stuck with her for a long time. That aroma would have been with her. But even deeper, the symbolism behind that is that no matter how much perfume or anointing we might try to use to stave off the stench of death, we can't defeat death. But Jesus has. He is the resurrection and the life. And his resurrection anoints us and gives us life. John tells us that the fragrance filled the room. Can I open your eyes up here right now, guys? Give me a couple of minutes. Thank you. That the fragrance filled the room. Imagine this whole church is filled with perfume and fragrance. I think what John is really trying to say is that Jesus has now filled the world with his fragrance. With the fragrance of life. In a world that is filled with the stench of death, he fills it with the fragrance of his life and the hope that he has for us. Here's what I'm driving at, my friends. Jesus has come to put his smell, his beautiful, his fragrant smell, on us. And St. Paul kind of hints at this in 2 Corinthians. Thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphant procession. And through us, he spreads his fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, but to the other, a fragrance from life to life. He's put his fragrance on us. It's better than anything you guys put on after gym class, I guarantee you. He's put his fragrance on us. And we carry that with us in the world. It's the fragrance of life, my friends. So today what we're going to do right now, we're going to bless the chrism oil. You can see it there on the altar. It's made of olive oil and it's mixed with a perfume. And it's what we use throughout the rest of the year for baptisms, for confirmations, and the anointing of the sick. Now, I know a bunch of you are going to be confirmed and some of you are going to be baptized. If you are going to be baptized at this Easter vigil, would you please stand up? Right. And if you're going to be confirmed at this Easter vigil, would you please stand up? We are so, so happy for you. And this oil is going to be put on you. I'm not going to slather you like Mary did to Jesus or Pastor Keith Long. But this oil is going to be put on you to remind you that you have been soaked with the fragrance of Jesus. You guys can all see it. We are so, so happy.